This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. The mass shooting at an historically black church last week has unleashed a national discussion about racism and bigotry and symbolism and what would motivate accused shooter Dylann Roof to want to start a race war. Well, a recent New York Times op-ed pointed to the idea that Americans tend to view attacks like the mass murder in Charleston as isolated hate crimes. The Southern Poverty Law Center's annual survey on hate groups found differently. While the number of active hate groups is at a 10-year low, white supremacist, anti-immigrant, and anti-government patriot activity is still recruiting and appealing to isolated malcontents globally. It's just been driven underground and is spiking online. We spoke to SPLC senior fellow Mark Protok when the report was released earlier this year and thought the conversation relevant to recent revelations about hate groups online. First, a little on which criteria your study uses to designate a hate group.
Well, what we define as a hate group has nothing to do with criminality or violence or any kind of estimate we're making for the potential for those things. It's strictly about ideology. Does a group say that an entire group of people, by virtue of their class characteristics, is somehow less? In other words, if a group says all white people are blue-eyed devils, all black people are criminals, all the Jews are whatever it may be, those kinds of statements. So that's what we're looking at.
And your reporting since the year 2000, show a big upward trend in hate groups. Can you give us a snapshot of the last decade or so?
Sure. Well, hate groups kind of rose and fell in the 90s, and then they rose very steadily from about 1999 on, peaked in 2011, didn't change much in 2012, and has begun to fall by about, I think it was about 10-12% between 2012 and 2013, and 20% between 2013 and 2014. You know, we think what's happening is that people are leaving organized groups, but staying essentially within the kind of milieu of the movement. They are increasingly moving onto the internet. It's not like they haven't been there in large numbers before, but what we're seeing is fewer and fewer people wanting to be associated with the groups for a number of reasons. I think a big part of that is that the cost of being exposed as a member or associated with these kinds of groups has essentially gotten higher and higher every year. And more people are being outed, whether it's by journalists or by the Anonymous Hacking Collective or groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center. And that, I think, is driving people into the kind of anonymity of the internet where they're very active.
Okay, so doesn't mean they've disbanded, but changed form or forums, I guess, online. What are some of those popular forums?
Well, Stormfront is probably the very best known one. Stormfront is a very large web forum run by a former Alabama Klan leader named Don Black. That forum has something very close to 300,000 registered users, so it's enormous. We are seeing large numbers of people move into password-protected forums, in particular on a network called VK, which is a huge Russian social network. So people are at the same time being chased off, by people I mean people in the white supremacist world, are being chased off forums like Facebook. And increasingly going to these somewhat more obscure places. In addition, we see communities forming, for instance, within the Reddit world, a lot of subreddits that are intensely racist, in fact, much more racist than what you will find normally on a forum like Stormfront.
I'm wondering how this underground activity changes the strategy of the FBI or law enforcement or organizations like the SPLC tracking hate groups, in your case, taking legal action against them.
Well, it makes it incredibly difficult. And let me say, this is a very long-running trend. This is not something that just happened in the last year. Really, the extreme right, and to some extent as well, domestic jihadists, have been going in this direction for many, many years. In the case of the radical right, some 30 years. And this has to do with the really the ease with which law enforcement has been able to bust open conspiracies when they involve a fairly large number of people. These people don't seem to be able to keep their mouths shut. And so very often these plots have been stopped. But there's been really a theoretician, a guy named Louis Beam, a well-known Klan leader or former Klan leader, who has been pushing for a long time this idea of act on your own. Don't organize into pyramidically structured organizations. Because if you do, law enforcement, by finding one person, can break apart an entire organization. So, to answer your question, lone wolves, or people who operate in pairs, are incredibly difficult to stop because it is so unusual for somehow a leak to develop, for news of that to get out before the actual attack takes place. You know, we can't simply attach a police officer or an FBI agent to every person who has unpleasant or even violent views. And so it's a very, very hard thing.
So, Mark, you and your colleagues at the Southern Poverty Law Center, when you're looking over this new landscape of hate, is it more concerning to you to have active, big groups, vocal, easy to see, swelling numbers, or this online activity going on with smaller cells?
Well, in a lot of ways, the situation we're in now is more worrying. It may seem counterintuitive, but I think the fact is that many of the larger groups, in effect, have had the effect on their members of holding them back. They are, in effect, kind of saying, yes, yes, boys, we'll kill the Jews, but that'll be next week. Because at the end of the day, the leaders of these groups are not interested in going to prison for the rest of their lives, but they are interested in kind of whipping up the troops and being the leader and so on. So we've seen that time and again. The people who really do tend to attack are people who drift away from the groups, who despise them as the meet, eat, and retreat crowd, as they will say. And those really are the lone wolves out there who are almost impossible to predict. I mean, it's just not possible to know what day a certain person will wake up and decide that today is the day to start killing.
So, Mark Potok, thank you for your time.
A real pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Mark Potok, Senior Fellow at the Southern Poverty Law Center. And you can look at more on the SPLC's annual report on hate groups on its Hate Watch blog. There's a link at wordofmouthradio.org.